If anyone comes to me without turning their back on his father and mother, his wife, his children, his brother and sister, his possessions, indeed his very self, he cannot be my disciple. We need to remember that Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem, where he will be betrayed, abandoned by his apostles, mocked, maligned, ridiculed, scourged, crowned with thorns, crucified, and die. And it is there in Calvary that Jesus will show to the Father the true love and fidelity that humanity had not given to God since before the fall in the Garden of Eden. And he's not only showing the love and fidelity he has for the Father, he's showing his love and fidelity to all of us. His unstoppable, all-in love he has for each one of us, on our side commitment, so that we will not be lost for all eternity. You know, when you're in love with somebody, you will go to great lengths to show that love to your beloved. And Jesus does that here. So if you're going to claim to be a disciple, to be a follower of Christ, are you all in? Whose side are you going to be on? For with God and Christ, it's always all or nothing. So then how do we understand this gospel passage? How do we take what Jesus is saying to us in these moments? Because we're all still called or commanded to respect our mother and father. We're all commanded to love one our neighbor as we would our very selves. So how do we do both? How do we honor and love when we're called to push them aside? Jesus is asking us, who and what are your priorities? Who and what are your priorities in life? If we put family or our possessions or our own needs before God and Christ, well, then he's not a priority then, is he? But if we put God and Christ, his commandments, his teachings, his way of life and example that he's given to us through the scriptures, to the history of the church, then it would make sense that if Christ is my top priority, my love for him, then my love for Christ would then overflow to all my other relationships. It would keep everything in proper order. It would keep that true love that God intends to be, what about love is, in its right and respectful place. If I love God first, then all my other relationships make sense. It's a great sadness that we use the word love sometimes in unique ways, odd ways, misused ways. We reduce it to a cliche. I love pizza. I love this or that. And I love you if it's convenient to me. I love you if you do what I ask you to do. I love you only if you give me something that I want back. To say love and really mean to manipulate or deceive, that's not of God, and it surely isn't love. If I love God and love Christ and to show my respect to him, to his teachings, his way of life, his presence in the Blessed Sacrament, it means I treat others with respect and dignity and concern as well. In our first reading today, the author of the Book of Wisdom will tell us that following God, following his way, that's going to be a challenge. If you don't pick up your cross and follow after me, you cannot be my disciple. Every day of our lives can be a challenge living out the gospel message, being a disciple of Christ. It is indeed a great challenge at times, but it's the best thing for our lives. God always wants the very best for us and always leads us to what is very best, even though sometimes it may be challenging, it may not always make sense, it can be downright difficult and sometimes very testing to our faith. But God always intends the very best for each one of us. It's just like if my parent were to say, I have to take this medicine and it smells and tastes nasty, They're doing it because they care. They know that this medicine is going to make me better. Even though for a while it may not seem like it, it will lead to something good. The things we're being challenged by in our lives today is leading to that true love for God and Christ, making him our top priority, to put our faith and trust in him, even when sometimes it may just want to throw up our hands and say, the heck with it all, I'm walking away. But God has something greater in store for each one of us. God always has our best interest in his heart, in his mind. And Jesus is asking us to go all in and to trust and to love him and to love in those relationships we have based always on God's love first. And that will lead us to our truer self, our better self, a life that, even with challenges, makes sense and gives us the motivation to continue to remain faithful and true, even when the world tells us not to.